This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
A lot of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, when you get a moment, do yourself a favor and go ahead and read Article 3, Section 3 of the United States Constitution. It's pretty interesting stuff. It's pretty telling because when you take a look at that, you'll understand my next point. Uranium ore. Now, as the Russians gradually assumed control over uranium ore, a flow of cash made its way to the Clinton Foundation. Uranium ore and one's chairman used his family foundation to make four donations totaling $2.35 million. And those contributions were not publicly disclosed by the Clintons. And it's interesting because, folks, this is the definition of controlled opposition. They create it and they control it. And you see continuously what's going on in the United States of America, namely through the lying press, that there is opposition and there's accusation towards Donald Trump. Now, this isn't my point. The point is, this is controlled opposition. Hillary Clinton is blaming none other than Donald Trump for basically committing the act of treason, in other words, friends, Article 3, Section 3, which in fact she is guilty of. Now, I'm not siding with either side, but I'm showing you how this controlled opposition works. Because if you want to control it, then you have to create it. What are you hearing in the media today? You're hearing through the lying media, friends, that Donald Trump is committing the act of treason by disclosing information to the Russians. Well, isn't it interesting? She's accusing Donald Trump of what she herself is guilty of. Also keep in mind, this is the same woman that Donald Trump said that he would appoint a special prosecutor for concerning her crimes against we the people. But after he won the presidency of the United States of America, he told us, the American people, that the American people owe her a major debt of gratitude for her service to our country. Now, which side is the lesser of two evils? Because they're both being used to play the game, and it's again called controlled opposition. The media, again, is reporting that Donald Trump is committing the act of treason, while the Clintons are actually doing business with the Russians. Are you starting to see how this works, friends? Clinton's pay to play. Russia Uranium Project Edition. Millions of dollars goes from Russia to the Clintons, and Clintons approve for Russia Uranium 1. That's what it's called, just so you know. And again, what are you led to believe? Oh, Hillary's doing a good job, man. She's really pointing out Donald for his act of treason against we the people, when in fact she's the one doing business with them, which in fact Donald Trump is not actually bringing forth that special prosecutor to convict the likes of criminals such as the Clintons. Oh, it doesn't stop there, folks. Again, this is called controlled opposition. opposition. Now, we just found out, well, here's this lunatic again, Maxine Waters, why she's accepted by the people in California. Nobody knows but the people in California. But she's the one shouting out of her mouth, just like Hillary Clinton, Russian hacking, stealing the election from Hillary, Putin invading Korea, and now this outrage. She said, we got to impeach him now. He asked for it, right? This is the Post, friends. But isn't it interesting, again, how controlled opposition works, friends? They create the chaos. They bring in the new order as they sell you down the river. Prior to the 2016 elections, there's always been a double standard in this country when it comes to such people as not only the mainstream media, but the likes of the Clintons and Maxine Waters and the Reeds and the Barack Hussein Obamas of the world committing the act of treason against we the people. That's why I made reference to Article 3, Section 3, friends. But isn't it interesting that just recently, friends, we found out that Maxine Waters herself is busted for her Russian investments? You know, because it goes no further than talk. You're being desensitized to accept the corruption from politicians. Again, the message is there's nothing you can do about what we're doing. And see, again, America, it goes back and it puts to you what I've always laid to your candor. Who's responsible for selling your country down the river? The same type that sold out Jesus Christ with a kiss. A flattering tongue spoileth the soul. They flatter with the tongue while they're selling you down the river for 30 pieces of silver. It's exactly what Maxine Waters was just busted for once again. She's doing business with the Russians while she's blaming Donald Trump for disclosing information to the Russians. She's accusing him of the very things that she is guilty of, just like the Clintons, just like the Obamas, and the list goes on, and Donald Trump does absolutely nothing concerning the prosecution of each and every one of these Judases that are selling you down the river. Friends, this is called controlled opposition, and this is also called the mercy of God to expose these criminals for who they are and what they do. What am I talking about? Well, when you go to the book of Hebrews, it talks about how there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and nothing hid that shall not be made known. When we go to the book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 2, it says, there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed. There's nothing hid that shall not be made known. It's a mercy of God to expose their crimes, as it's the duty of everybody in this country to prosecute them to the fullest extent of the law concerning even the smallest of misdemeanors, Article 2, Section 4. But if the American people don't want to deal with them, then America, you have coming what you have coming. I am highlighting how controlled opposition works. It's like pro wrestling. Do you understand? Pro wrestling. And pro wrestling is set up in such a fashion that there's two individuals opposed towards one another, and they're arch enemies, when in fact, behind closed doors, they're best of friends, and they're all going for the same goal. That is exactly what's going on. And the goal in pro wrestling is to sell tickets, and the goal in corrupt politics is to sell you down the river, friends, as they continuously unite and ally themselves, a covenant of hell that shall be broken. But in fact, friends, they are aligning themselves to destroy who we are to bring about a global government. And just to prove the point, also keep in mind, Donald Trump is all about a global government. Okay? And again, for all those that may have question marks or they're a little angry about what I'm saying right now, I just lay to your candor, why isn't it he hasn't prosecuted not a one of these individuals? Folks, this is just the beginning, because when I come back, I'm going to show you who Donald Trump appointed as the Secretary of Transportation. You want to talk about hypocrisy, friends? And this isn't about Donald Trump and how bad and corrupt he is. It's about how bad and corrupt America is for tolerating the crimes of these politicians.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer, and this day, a sissified Christianity is sure is good to know. This is a man's man like Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over on our Facebook, which is Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. And you can also check out our Twitter account for what it's worth, Bradley Dean one double E, Bradley Dean one double E on our Twitter account. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Why? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. John 14:6, 1 Timothy 2:5, 1 Corinthians 11:1, and so on and so forth. John 1. Folks, interesting stuff going on here. We've just seen that, you know, of course, we've been told for a long time now that, you know, Maxine Waters is calling out Donald Trump for his crimes against we the people through the act of treason. And you can bring that back to Article 3, Section 3, when in fact she was just busted for actually insider trading, investing into Russian companies. And we see the same thing through the likes of Hillary Clinton accusing Donald Trump of the crimes that she's guilty of. But we also have to understand that this is called leading through opposition, controlled opposition. In other words, what they do is they create it, friends. They create the chaos, and then they bring in the order. Now, what I'm saying is just this, because John Adams said this, the second president, and listen carefully again. He said, there is nothing I dread so much as a division of the republic, not the democracy, of the republic, Article 4, Section 4, into two great parties. Split them up and divide them one against another. Create and control the opposition that you create, okay? He said, each arranged under its leader in converting measures in opposition to each other. So let me go back to the first segment and just prove what I'm saying here. Throughout the whole run concerning President-elect Donald Trump, his run for the presidency of the United States of America, he called out Hillary Clinton as a criminal time and time again. He won the approbation of the American people. Once he won that particular position, he turned on the American people immediately. And instead of bringing forth a prosecutor to prosecute the Clintons for their crimes against we the people, even claiming that she belonged in jail, if you remember right, America, once he won, he said that the American people owe the Clintons, Hillary Clinton namely, a major debt of gratitude. Okay, for her service to our country. If you have not taken the time to see Clinton Chronicles, friends, please go online and watch it. It is eyewitness detail. It's very eerie, but it's very accurate. And not only have a lot of people died around the Clintons, 147 back in the 90s. We also know that he's a major drug dealer. He was committing adultery, folks, and a lot of people ended up in jail as well for exposing the Clintons. And it's interesting, it will also highlight some of the ties with the Clintons back in the 90s, but you need to understand that they are a crime family. And Donald Trump himself wants you to basically lay to her candor your approbation, and you owe her a major debt of gratitude for her service to our country. Well, don't sit there and tell me how smart Donald Trump is, okay? And then to act like he's so stupid that he doesn't know the crimes of the Clintons that he wouldn't bring forth a prosecutor to throw her in jail for treason, Article 3, Section 3, at least. Okay? We found out just recently, not only is the Clintons have been selling uranium ore to the Russians, they're not at war with each other, they're in business together. We just found out Maxine Waters was playing the same game, and we found out that there's insider trading going on. She is guilty of the crimes that she's accusing others. It reminds me of Cain and Abel, friends. What they love to do is they love, through totalitarian methods, love to accuse you of the very crimes that they're guilty of. And they mean for the people to take you out in the process while they get away scot-free. Well, that's what's happening today. I want to take it a step further just to show you how this controlled opposition works. And then at the halfway mark, I'm going to bring up something as to how you're going to explain. You have 30 minutes to explain to your forefathers exactly what's happened to this country, okay? We're going to be talking about that at the half hour mark. But throughout this segment, I just want to lay to your candor. I want you to listen carefully. This is Donald Trump. Washington, D.C., President-elect Donald Trump is set to nominate former Labor Secretary Elaine Choi, okay, wife of Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell from Kentucky. He's a Republican, okay? And just remember what I said as well, friends. If you look, you pull the curtain back on the right and the left, as you have been taught to accept this, friends, which there's only a right, not a left at all. But interestingly enough, it's interesting to note, friends, when you pull the curtain back on those that you call Republicans, they're worse than those that you call Democrats, friends. Do your homework. Choi, or whatever her name is, it's C-H-A-O, is a Washington insider which runs contrary to Trump's drain the swamp mantra of bringing in outsiders to form his new government, but that's just the tip of the iceberg. I hope you're sitting down, America. One thing Trump may not have counted on was Choi's familial connections with large-scale international drug traffickers. Okay? 2 years ago, and I highlighted this when it happened, friends, 2 years ago, a cargo ship named the Ping Mei was stopped and searched before departing from Colombia. During the search, Colombian Coast Guard agents seized roughly 40 kilos or 90 pounds of cocaine worth millions of dollars. The Ping Mei, listen carefully, the wife of Mr. Mitch McConnell, friends, the Ping Mei was operated by the Foremost Maritime Corporation, a company owned by the father of Elaine Choi, Mitch McConnell's wife. Okay? Donald Trump appoints her as the Secretary of Transportation, America. Okay? According to The Nation, that's the name of the outlet, the Republican Senate Minority Leader has the closest of ties to the owner of the Ping Mei, the vessel containing the illicit materials, the Foremost Maritime Corporation, a firm founded and owned by McConnell's in-laws, the Choi family. This connection is not only relevant because of the deep familial connections, but also because the Choi family has been the major benefactor of anti-drug crusader, listen carefully, Senator Mitch McConnell's elections campaign. He's Mr. Anti-Drug Friends, when in fact he's been busted, him and his wife, for trafficking cocaine. This is called controlled opposition. Do as I say, but don't do as I do. In fact, as we previously reported, folks, listen carefully, the Choi family had been funding McConnell since the late 1980s, and years later in 1993, McConnell married Elaine Choi and secured the Choi family as one of his primary sources for investments. This sounds like McCain, folks. This is just over the top. These people have sold their souls. A gift worth somewhere between $5 and $25 million, the Senate ethics forms requires personal finance disclosures and range of amounts rather than specific figures. From the Choi family made McConnell one of the richest senators in the United States in 2008. And what makes this case even more interesting is that the Choi's husband, Senator Mitch McConnell, is known as a staunch prohibitionist. As a matter of fact, in 1996, McConnell sponsored the Enhanced Marijuana Penalties Act. Well, he's trafficking cocaine, a bill designed to increase the mandatory minimum sentence for people caught with marijuana. The foremost maritime corporation currently operates 16 dry bulk cargo ships, most of which are currently still in active service, according to The Nation. Colombian Coast Guard official Luis Gonzalez told The Nation that the Ping Mei's crew were questioned as a part of the investigation, but that they have yet to file any charges in the case. Folks, I said 90 pounds of cocaine. Nobody's been charged. As a matter of fact, did anybody see the state-controlled narrative pick this up and make you aware of the crimes of these individuals, folks? Absolutely not. They sell it to you as Mr. Drug Prohibitionist when, in fact, he's doing the exact opposite. And this is called holding the truth in unrighteousness when you allow these things to happen, America. And I want to remind you, I'm not talking about a third world country. I'm talking about what's going on in your government today, which runs antithetical to the United States Constitution. And that may explain to you why these people are out to get anybody that exposes them for their crimes. Additionally, Chow and her father have extensive personal ties with former Chinese President Wang Xinyin, contact described as a deep and regular, according to WorldNet Daily. And with the appointment of Choi, Trump has selected an establishment globalist whose family is seemingly connected to a large-scale international cocaine trafficking ring. In America, you've settled for this drain-the-swamp stuff? Let me go back to what's going on in the United States of America, too. Everybody, all you conservatives out there, are just talking about how wonderful everything's going between us and Saudi Arabia. Did you see the deal that was struck concerning the largest arms deal, America, with Saudi Arabia? Can anybody hear in this whole mix what I'm hearing? The military-industrial complex wins again off the ignorance of the American people because they just don't want to face facts.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
One 1-866-582-9933. Folks, draining the swamp? No, folks, this is controlled opposition. I love it when people, I can just hear them. Oh, Bradley, here we go again. Yep. It's not a clear way, is it, friends? It's clear as mud. Clear as mud, isn't it, friends? And that's exactly how they mean it to be. They don't want you to see through the windshield, friends, because the minute you do, you'll figure out the game that's being played. And this is how they control the opposition, is they create the opposition. They're not at war one with another. They're in this together. I'm going to highlight a couple more things before we get to it. On SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, interestingly enough, it's just been posted by Michael DePinto, who's an attorney out of Florida. He's one of the contributors over there. He said, are we being distracted from bigger issues in media's obsession over fake Trump-Russia collision? Is that not crazy? Huh. You know, one of the things I shared with you over the weekend was, learn from history, throw off tyranny. And I'd shared with the American people, to those that weren't listening, that they're not learning from history. They're learning from the tyrant. And they're not throwing off the tyrant. They're actually throwing off their freedoms. And they're being enslaved as they're subjecting themselves to the likes of those that I'm highlighting right now. Maxine Waters gets busted for Russian investments. Hillary Clinton accusing Donald of everything that she's guilty of. Donald promises to bring forth prosecution, then tells the American people they need to praise her. Then we find out that he's not draining the swamp. We actually see him stacking government with people that are part of the globalist agenda, even trafficking drugs across the world through the prohibitionists like Mitch McConnell. Folks, I've seen this guy at the RNC. He's an absolute clown. And I want to tell you something. The joke is on you, America. The joke is absolutely on you. Are we being distracted from bigger issues in media's obsession over fake news? Of course, it's diversion. But again, on the other hand, we don't see Donald Trump doing what he promised to do concerning the crimes of those that are accusing him of the crimes he says he's innocent of. Why? We're talking about the President of the United States of America. Look how you're being inundated with confusion. Read Daniel 9, verse 7 when you get a moment. And also, when you take the time to read the book of Daniel, you'll find that the enemy destroys through peace and policy. And it's a false peace, and policy follows law. Law does not follow policy. Just putting it into perspective for you. I'm looking as to what's going on in the United States of America, friends, and I'm just trying to figure out what is it that we don't understand. I mean, it's a clean sweep. If he really means to do what he said he was going to do, which he said it, I didn't, by enforcing the law, why are they still free? No, they're being encouraged to do more. And because you're led to believe that they're enemies when in fact they're not enemies at all, friends. They're working together and they're diverting you in hand, friends. And I'm not saying that many of these corrupt politicians know a thing that's going on. They just know their role. Because you got to keep in mind when the CIA gets involved, what they have is they have something called handlers or controllers. And they keep all the people divided so they always know what's going on when in fact the people that they're using are always at war one with another. So it may look real, and to them in some cases it may be, but when in fact, friends, it is not at all. And this is what happens to a nation that forgets God. But folks, we've highlighted now Maxine Waters getting busted for her Russian investments. We've seen the Clintons once again selling uranium ore. And by the way, that goes over to the Bundy Ranch guys. You need to know who the enemies are, friends. And then we started to talk about draining the swamp and who Donald's appointing. And we found out through Mitch McConnell's wife, Elaine Choi, folks, that her family's involved in drug trafficking, cocaine, and he's the great prohibitionist. In America, again, keep in mind just what you're seeing on today, on live feeds all over the United States, through Twitter, through Facebook, through the state-controlled narrative. Look at the great relationship Donald has with these Saudis. They even put a gold necklace on his neck, and hopefully things are going to work out. Hey, folks, sonsoflibertymedia.com, U.S. Saudi Arabia, Inc., largest single arms deal in American history. Wow! Is this what you're being diverted from, friends? The media is putting it in a positive light, America. You know, the Bible tells us when they say peace, peace, then sudden destruction. Because these corrupt individuals can say peace, peace, and this is so great all they want to, but God will not be mocked. For whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. So it can look real good to the blind. But I want to tell you something, friends. To those that see, it is not good whatsoever. Read Revelations 3 when you get a moment. U.S. Saudi Arabia Inc. largest single arms deal in American history. Wow, and we're just not hearing this through the state-controlled narrative. And we surely didn't hear about Trump's latest cabinet pick connected to 90-pound seizure of cocaine on international cargo ship. We didn't hear anything about that through the state-controlled narrative, did we? No! Why? Because they don't want you to know about it, America! And also keep in mind, they're committing the act of treason by also arming and empowering your enemies towards, folks, to them that want, arming and empowering those that want to destroy your country. It's your politicians doing it that you accept. Don't you remember going back to Maxine Waters? She said Americans are bigots for opposing Sharia law. Now we find out that she's actually investing into Russian businesses. And you know what the conservatives of the day are saying, America? We need to get rid of her now. We just need to say, you know, goodbye, Maxine. You've done enough damage now, not understanding the severity of her crimes. Friends, this is treason. This is treason. Man, I remember a guy that tried to sell out the American cause during the Revolutionary War called Benedict Arnold. Man, and they dealt with him firmly. Same with Captain André. They hung him for being a spy and helping and aid the ruin of the American cause. But America, you're all open arms. You're so understanding. You're so compassionate to those that mean to destroy your country. Good for you, America. Now tell that to your kids. Turn and tell your posterity what Daddy and Mommy have accepted all these years. You know, I heard a preacher one time say that if you want to ruin your kids, give them to your grandparents. Yeah. Though we are a fruit of much of that, and I'm not accusing everybody of being guilty, but I am telling you a good majority of them are guilty for where we're at today and what we have to deal with today. But, you know, again, I don't want to be a part of the problem. I want to be a part of the answer. So that lies to us. How are we going to go down in history, current generation? That's my question for you. How are we going to go down in history? Which brings me to the next point, and I love this because it's interesting. Dinesh D'Souza, I know he got this from the ministry, and I know that if we want to get things done, it doesn't matter who gets the credit. I'm not saying it for that reason, but I do see many conservative outlets across the United States. It takes them a long time to catch up to what's going on over here at the sonsoflibertyradio.com, but I do know Dinesh used this analogy from one of my articles for one of his documentaries. I want you to picture this. You're going to meet, what you're going to be doing is you're going to be meeting with George Washington, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, and Ben Franklin. They want to know what has happened to America. What would you say? I have to lay this to your candor. What would you say? No, I can just hear it. Yep, I'm getting an answer back right now. 1-866-582-9933. What would you say? And what would be your reason as to why we are where we're at today? You know, I can just hear it right now. Because of them. Because of corrupt politicians. Okay, then let me finish that sentence. Because of corrupt politicians that we didn't deal with. Because of corrupt politicians that we allowed to go ahead and do whatever they wanted to. And they did. It's because of the church. Yep, it is the church's fault, and the responsibility lies there first and foremost. Yes, we know that. Because, again, the church is called to be the moral compass of society. But here, church, where other men fail, then that just shows you more of an obligation to right the wrongs. And that's how we need to look at this. So when I'm asking you the question, you have George Washington, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, Ben Franklin. They want to know what happened to America. What will you say? Don't blame anybody else but yourselves for what you're responsible for. Because we individually are responsible before God to do what others leave undone. That's a fact. Now, I want you to also keep in mind that this meeting will determine for our founding forefathers if what they sacrificed for at so great a cost and gave their lives in the service of, if it was worth it. They want to know if their posterity that they entrusted their beloved country to had taken up the task with honor as to the preservation of our freedoms as a nation, our morals, principles, and the Christian values that this country was founded upon over 240 years ago. I mean, I want you to think about that for a moment. You have to explain to them how this nation was not the same country that they gave us. As a matter of fact, if you go to the Declaration of Independence and you see those usurpations that were committed by the King Tyrant, King George the Tyrant across the pond, keep in mind you've suffered much more abuses, America, way more than your forefathers ever dreamed of accepting. Homosexual marriage, transgender bathrooms. A foreign sodomite agent in the People's White House for 8 years, violating the Constitution in which hundreds of thousands fought, bled, and died, magnifying against tyrants that you're now accepting, namely Barack Hussein Obama and others that are American-born. I mean, just think about that. The murder of 57 million babies. Do you think they ever dreamed that their posterity would allow it to get so bad? Because I think not, and I say not. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Sue Trombino, founder of WIN, Women Impacting the Nation, also a project of Liberty Council. Why we support them is because they are dedicated to the Great Commission and the cultural mandate.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Got some brave souls out there, don't we, friends? America, this is what I get to deal with everywhere I go. We go out and we speak at engagements, and people are all excited about what's going on. And then when it's actually time to do something, everybody is MIA. Isn't that crazy? But we deal with it all the time. I mean, you should have seen what it was like when we were actually doing high schools all across the country. The people that you thought were going to be there to support and help were the first ones telling you you can't cross lines between church and state. They were taking counsel from the ACLU rather than the United States Constitution. Yeah, we deal with it all the time. I mean, what comes to me again right now is my people would have it so. My people would have it so. We're talking about you have 30 minutes to explain to the founding forefathers what has become of America. I mean, you're going to have to explain how 3,700 babies are murdered in the womb every day by their own mothers with the approval of all of those who stand by and do nothing. Because it's been sanctioned by the government, and of course they know better than we do. That's American government, America? Absolutely not. Read Proverbs 6:17. You'd have to explain to them how men now marry men and women now marry women with the government's consent. In America, you're the government, so don't blame them for what you tolerate them to do. And furthermore, I just told you I do high school assemblies. And what's interesting is you would have to explain to our forefathers how men marry men and women marry women with the government's consent, and how children in public schools are now being taught that this is normal. And then they're violated in many cases by sexual predators, and they're not prosecuted in public schools. I don't know how that's going to work out with daddy across the country once he finds out, but, you know, shouldn't have gone that far in the first place. Prevention is better than cure. You'd have to explain to our forefathers how blasphemy, fornication, sex outside of marriage, 1 Corinthians 6:9, and lewdness are commonplace in our society as a whole. Despite all this, the pulpits in America, for the most part, remain silent, and the church has become a reproach to the nation. Jeremiah 23, Matthew 23. Read it when you get a moment. I mean, you'd have to tell them that drinking, gambling, lying, stealing, and doing whatever you want, first scripture in the Satanic Bible, as long as it feels good and it feels good to you, go ahead and do it. I mean, you become the status quo instead of love for God, country, your fellow man, and doing unto others as you would have them do unto you. Read Luke 6:31. America, you would have to convey to them that the American people, for the most part, have stood down, tolerated, and enabled a tyrannical president and his administration, which are willingly and knowingly destroying America under Barack Hussein Obama. But now the American people, because they got their man with their favorite jersey on, and they believe that he's all that in a bag of chips, he's the coolest thing since sliced bread, we can go back to sleep, not understanding scripture that the enemy's souls tears while men slept. And the Bible tells us we're to stay awake. We're to stay awake as to what's going on. And what comes to my mind too right now, friends, is what Albert Pike, the 33rd degree Mason, said some time ago. When the people need a hero, we will deliver him up. Wow, we were talking earlier about controlled opposition, and that's exactly what we're seeing happen. And by the way, who brought up controlled opposition? Well, it was none other than Vladimir Lenin, the Russian revolutionary. The way to lead opposition is to control it ourselves. That is controlled opposition. And they get away with it every single day in the United States of America. But not the one that our forefathers gave unto us. Matter of fact, in 1772, you had a committee of correspondence overseen by none other than the governor from Massachusetts, a son of liberty, named Mr. Samuel Adams. They didn't put up with it. Matter of fact, 13 colonies were busy, along with the Black Robe Regiment, them bad boys, those preachers that were preaching the Word of God regardless of the status quo. They were called the Black Robe Regiment by the tyrant across the sea called King George. It was a slang word. It meant to put a bad taste in people's mouth concerning the Black Robe Regiment. They looked upon themselves as compliment rather than a slang word. And now we know the Black Robe Regiment, along with our forefathers, were the heroes of the revolution. They trusted God, less than 3% of the population. So how is it that we're going to tell them that our country has become what it's become today? I mean, I'm reading headlines. Here, let me give you another one. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Pentagon overcharged its own armed forces on fuel prices, but yet used money to fund Syrian rebels. Wow! The United States government arming those that we're told are our sworn enemies year after year after year after year. Oh, by the way, friends, I'm not talking about under Barack Hussein Obama. I'm talking about under Donald Trump. And keep in mind, the Syrian infiltration concerning Muslims from the Middle East, friends, has doubled. Two times more than Barack Hussein Obama said the State Department go on to their own website to find out what they have to tell those that don't want to listen. But no, it's controlled opposition, and here we are. And now we're talking about, friends, you have 30 minutes to explain to the founding forefathers what's become of America. What are you going to say to them? I mean, you have to bring them up on speed as to why the American people have tolerated crime in what they call their American government to remain without consequence to the numerous laws in which they have violated. I mean, and the list goes on and on and on and on. I mean, was this the posterity that they fought so much for in the present? Is this how we respond to their sacrifice, America? I guess so. To many of you, namely you do-nothings, a cowardly bunch of immoral men and women who stood down to tyranny, fell to immorality, and let what they call American government control every angle of their lives as they are being enslaved. How are you going to explain that to your forefathers? Furthermore, how are you going to answer to God for what you've tolerated? I don't think you can really answer for this. You'd think the people in this country would be ashamed, but the Bible tells us, were they ashamed? And the Bible says, no, not at all. And they were given a road to go down every step of the way through repentance towards God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, going back to Jeremiah 6:16 to go back down the old path, but the people said, we will not. America, do you not understand that injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere? And we're seeing the fruits of that on a daily basis. Do you think this is not going to come to your front door? Because it's going to, sooner or later. And just think about this one more time. You're paying for all of this. Kings and pawns, we've once been told. There's kings and pawns. In America, we do not have kings. No title of nobility. Read the Constitution. But again, to sin by silence when they should protest makes cowards of men, and boy, is America filled with them. You know, and I can just hear some people say, well, you know, Bradley, well, you're tearing it down. I'm building it up. I'm serving it. You're tearing away at corruption in this government. That's not what they say. But if they thought it through, they would understand what I'm doing. No, Bradley, but we're building it up. We're going out there and we're standing next to these people and we're doing all we can do with what we've been given. No, for what you've tolerated, because you've accepted the lesser of two evils, right? my goodness. I'm actually looking for a live feed right now in which I posted just recently, the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. But that wasn't the one I was thinking about. I was thinking about a different one. But folks, just let me lay back to you again, into your candor. How are you going to answer for what you've tolerated? You got 30 minutes to explain to your forefathers what has become of America. What are you going to say? Hey, folks, and by the way, I'm gauging right now. I know you're listening. You've made us the number three show in the United States of America on Genesis Communication Networks, and we appreciate your listenership. And I can suspect there's a lot of people that love the truth. That's why they listen to the show, and they're a cheerleader of the Christ through actions. And I really appreciate you people that are doing so. But I know you're listening right now. How are you responding? John Adams, the second president of the United States, said this. Posterity, you, America, you will never know how much it cost the present generation to preserve your freedom. I hope that you will make good use of it, America, because if you do not, John Adams, the second president of the United States of America, said, I shall repent in heaven that I ever took half the pains to preserve it. I shall repent in heaven that I ever took half the pains to preserve it. America, you are a blood-bought country. And either we're going to live for that sacrifice, 2 Corinthians 5:15, or we're going to be condemned through the blood. Read Hebrews 10 when you get a moment, because it's very applicable as to what's going on in this country today. We love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18. We will talk to you in 23. See ya, see ya, see ya.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.